Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, dramatized in four acts by Philip Glassborough. Act 4, Spring Cleaning Time Again.
Well, you bilge rats, what are you waiting for? Over the side with the what's that? Did you hear it? Smee? What? The croc's meat. It's the croc. It's the croc. The crocodile! Hide me! Shield me! Go to the man who saves me!
All right. Come astern, Captain. They'll all stand round you and hide you. It seems to be boarding the sloop at the forecastle head. At the anchor line.
I smee high. Huddle close around me, bullies.
Huddle.
For pity's sake! Mayhap, my last hour. It's come.
Huddling commence. Commence huddling. Huddle, huddle. Huddle, huddle.
Boys,
look, it's Peter. He's climbing up the rigging with the clock.
He's come to rescue us.
Shh, Michael, keep quiet. Peter, look out behind you. Wibbles are the eye patch.
Oh, what have we here?
Wibbles, farewell. Where are all the other pirates?
Up at the back, protecting Captain Hook from the croc. Wendy's tied to the mast over there.
We're all chained up so we won't fly away. And we can't shift the padlocks on our wrists.
Looks as if these locks would open with a single key.
A key? There's a key in the captain's cabin.
I'll try and find it. As soon as you get a chance, come and join me in the cabin.
But how will we get a chance?
I'll think of something. Just wait and see. Well, here goes.
Listen, Smee.
I can't hear anything.
Precisely.
It's gone. Yes, there's not a sound anywhere.
Then here's to Johnny Plank.
Johnny Plank.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, the frisky plank. You walks along it so, till it goes down and you goes down to Davy Jones, big.
Do you boys want a touch of the cat before you walk the plank? Fetch the cat, Jukes. It's in the cabin.
Aye, aye, sir.
The cabin? The Peter's in the cabin, Michael.
I know.
What do you know, boy? What the cat is? Yo-ho, yo-ho, the scratching cat. Its tails are nine, you know. And when they're writ upon your back, you're fit to go below.
You can't see it, Captain. It's as dark as night here.
What was that?
It was horrible.
You're nearest the cabin, Checo. Investigate. Go on.
Si, Capitano.
What's the matter with Bill Jukes, your dog?
Oh, the matter with him is that he's a dead. Stabbed.
Bill Jukes a stabbed?
The cabin is as black as a pit. There is something in there. Something terrible. The thing you heard the crowing.
Checo, go back and fetch me out that doodle-doo.
No, Capitano. No. Not twist my kerchief with any hook.
Did you say you would go, Checo?
Si, Capitano.
Stethanard's fish, who will bring me out, that doodle-doo?
Let's wait till Checo comes out.
I think I hear you volunteer, Starkey.
No, Lord Thunder.
Of course you didn't. My hook thinks you did. Would it not be advisable, Starkey, to humour the hook?
I'll swing before I'll go in there.
Mutiny, is it? And Starkey is ringleader. Shake hands, Starkey.
Oh, get away from me with that thing. No, get away.
And good riddance, too. Did any other gentleman say mutiny? Very well. I will bring out that doodle-doo myself. Smee, the lantern.
Aye, Captain. He's going in the cabin. He's coming out of the cabin.
Something blew out the light.
Some
Peng?
The ship is doomed! We're all doomed!
So, you like it, do you? By Tyrus and Balbus bullies, here is a notion. Let the prisoners fight the doodle-doo for their lives. If they kill him, we are so much the better. If he kills them, we are none the worse.
How can they fight, Smee? They're all tied up. They won't fly away, so they can't fight, can they?
Take care, guys! Stand fast, you scavengers! Are you men? Look at you! Yes. Everyone a name of terror on the Spanish main.
Except Smee, of course. He thinks they fear him. How can I break it to him that they think him lava boy?
Well, are you with me? Open the cabin door and drive the children in!
Oh, I can't look, Noodle. It's too terrible to think that it's come to this.
Into the cabin with you. Go on, or you feel the steel of my death!
Now you take your chance with the doodle-doo!
Relay there and listen to them squawk when they find the doodle-doo.
Hello, boys. Peter. It's the key. I'll undo your chains. All right, John, you carry on. I'll spy out of this window. They're all looking away because they're frightened of the doodle-doo. Right. Creep out, everyone, and hide wherever you can. I'll rescue Wendy.
I can't bear it any longer. What will become of them?
The doodle-doo. They must have killed them all. Every last one.
Oh, no.
The ship's bewitched.
It's going to doodle-doo for us all. Help. All hands on deck.
Wait.
What?
I thought it out, lads.
There's a Jonah aboard.
Why? A Jonah? And a Jinx?
And it's a man with a hook.
What?
Aye. A man with a hook.
No, lads. Tis the girl. Never was luck on a pirate ship with a woman aboard, eh? It's a well-known fact.
Well, that is true enough. That's just what the old Flint always used to say.
Oh, yes, old Flint himself will right the ship when she has gone. Yeah, put up your swords, lads. Let's throw her overboard! Skylight, untie her from that mast! Into the water with her!
There's nothing can save you now, Missy.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, and who's that?
Peter Pan, the Avenger!
Whoa! Pan! But you're dead!
Yeah.
I killed you! How did you change faces with the girl? Cleave him to the briskers!
The ship's a curse!
Down, boys, and at all!
Michael, stay here in the lifeboat with me.
I just killed a pirate.
Oh, no, it's awful, awful.
No, it isn't. I like it. I like it.
How about you hook back, you mice?
Something's caught my sword arm.
It's Hook. Do you like him?
Something's cut me free.
Put up your swords, boys. This man is mine.
So... Pan, this is all you're doing.
I, Jazz Hook, it's all my doing.
Proud and insolent youth, prepare to meet thy doom.
Dark, sinister man, have a thee on God.
I'll teach you to come back from the dead.
He was never born on God.
There, and there. Where is he?
It's me. Tell me, who is Peter?
Search me, Noodle.
No one who rightly knows. Perhaps he's just somebody's boy that never was born.
Take care, Pan. I am the greatest swordsman in France.
We're not in France.
He's a pirate, the
loony!
Leave him now, let's get away!
No, Wendy! It's Hook for me this time!
Some Fiend smite me! And who and what art thou?
I am youth! I am joy!
Do it again!
Cut me into pieces, and every piece will run at you. The smaller I am, the sharper I'll sting!
Oh, you're not sting me without your shoulders!
How did you do that? I'm disarmed! No matter, for you, Pan, are doomed! Hook of Eton and Belial will fire the powder magazine!
Why's the captain going down the hold?
He was saying something about a bomb.
Bomb?
The ship's hold is full of gunpowder, Pan. In 2 minutes, the Jolly Roger will be blown to smithereens! Oh. And you with it! Back, you puling spawn! I'll show you the road to dusty death! A detonation of children! There is something grand in the idea!
The captain's gone too early! He's blown up the Jolly Roger!
What?
Abandon ship, matey!
Ben! Ben! Come back! Smee! Lads! My old mate's under the mast! Don't leave me! Don't leave me! You lily-livered dogs! A plague on a lot of you!
Hmm? What?
You forgot something.
My bomb! Confound you, Pan! Give it here! I have to take it back down to the gunpowder store! No, don't throw it overboard!
She blows!
I'll beat
you yet, Pan!
I can still catch it! Well, Peter, look! What's jumped up into
the plank to catch the bomb? Look in the chair!
Backwards!
Hold it,
by God!
Well, hold on!
Stop me! This plank is unsteady!
Peter, over the side, huh? Coming out of the water!
Who's pulling at this wretched plank? Crocodile!
James Hook, thou not wholly unheroic figure, farewell!
Not so fast, man! I haven't said my famous last words! Floriat! Etona!
I wonder if the crocodile swallowed the bomb too.
Hooray! Hooray! Thus perishes James Hook.
Hooray, Etona!
Oh,
Peter!
I think you're the bravest boy in all the world.
Yay! I suppose I am. The bravest and the cleverest and the wonderfulest boy that ever there was. I don't say it in boasting, but just because I cannot tell a lie.
Yay!
Right, lads, out with the topgallant mast and lower the jib-boom sail. With luck, we'll catch the tide.
Are you now the Jolly Roger?
We are. Salute your captain, my hearties.
Oh, Peter, is there anything in all the world you can't do?
I'll tell you if I think of it.
3 cheers for Captain Pan. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Putting out their night things again and turning back the sheets. Oh, Nana, it touches my heart to see you do that night after night. But they'll never come back. My children will never come back.
Nana's dinner is served, Mrs., in the dining room.
Thank you, Liza.
Just think, I've got a master as has changed places with his dog.
Out of remorse, Liza.
Remorse? Well, I don't think it's respectable for a gentleman to go to his office each day in a kennel with little boys running alongside cheering. Listen, That's the cabman and Mr. O'Toole fetching him home now, if I'm not mistook.
Sixpence for you, O'Toole.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Ciao, Gov. See you in the morning. Usual time.
Yes.
Yeah, there was quite a crowd outside tonight, mister.
Little boys, if you ask me. I'll see you out, gentlemen.
There were some grown-ups tonight as well.
What sort of a day have you had today, George, dear?
Hard, Mary. Very hard. But it's gratifying to know that the public's sympathy is with us. When the taxicab, with my kennel in it, passed the stock exchange, the members all came out and waved at me.
I hope your head won't be turned by it all.
How can you ever think such a thing? Mind you, I suppose we wouldn't be such celebrities if the children hadn't flown away.
George, you're quite sure you're not enjoying it?
Enjoying it? Mary, see my punishment. Living in a kennel. Day and night.
Oh, forgive me, dear one.
No, it is I who need forgiveness. Always I, never you. Mea culpa, hmm? And now I feel curiously drowsy.
You settle down in your kennel and try to get comfy.
And shut the window, will you, Mary? There's such a draught.
Oh, George, never ask me to do that. The window must be left open for them, always. Always, George.
Of course, my dear one. How thoughtless of me. I'll just have a little cat nap.
Is this it?
It looks so small.
I think I've been here before.
Of course you have. This is home, you stupid.
Oh, look. There's your old bed, Michael.
I'd nearly forgotten.
And there's the kennel.
Perhaps Nana's sleeping in it.
No, there seems to be a man sleeping in it.
A man? It's Father, isn't it?
I think so.
Let me see Father. Oh, he isn't as big as the pirate I killed.
Wendy, surely Father isn't used to sleep in the kennel.
Perhaps we don't remember the old days as well as we thought.
It's very careless of Mother not to be here when we come back. Shh. Wendy. Oh, Wendy.
John, who's that pretty lady?
It's Mother.
Mother? So I thought you were Mother Wendy.
That was just pretend, Michael. Oh, dear, it certainly is time we were home.
Let's creep in and put our hands over her eyes.
No, we'd better break it to her gently. Quick, into bed, everyone.
Righto.
She's coming.
So is Nana.
Oh, Nana. I see them in their beds so often in my dreams, but I still seem to see them when I'm awake. And so often their voices call me. My little children whom I'll see no more.
Mother?
Yes, that's Wendy's voice. Just as if she were here in the room.
But she is, Mother.
And that's John.
Mother? Mother? Are you sure that's Mother?
And that's little Michael. And when they call me, I stretch out my arms to them. But they never come.
Mother!
Mother, where are you?
Mother!
John!
Yes.
Michael, you're here. Oh, you're really here. Oh, George, the children are home. Nana, no. Oh.
A little less noise there, please. A little less noise. John. Michael. Wendy.
Oh. Yes, Father.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Father. I killed a pirate.
Pirate?
Actually, Father, there are a few more of us now.
Not that I can see, darling.
Oh, the others are waiting outside with Liza to give you time to explain about them. Mm. We thought you might like to adopt them, you see, Mother.
Adopt? Them? How many more of you are there, if I might be permitted to ask?
Well, several.
You can come in now, boys.
boys.
Goodness me.
There's two tools.
Hello.
And Nibs.
How do?
And the twins, though, I suppose they only count as one, really, in a way.
Do we?
Which is which?
We both are.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, and Curly, he's a bit of a pickle. Oh,
I must say, you don't do things by half.
Hello, I'm Curly. Is this your mother, Wendy? I choose her.
No, Curly, you don't choose a mother, you just get one. Isn't that the way, Father?
Huh? Oh, well, that's certainly how it's normally done.
Oh, and slightly, of course. Hello, Liza.
Oh, no, slightly doesn't need adopting, Miss Wendy. I've seen to that already myself on the way upstairs. I just felt it in my bones that he needed me for a mother somehow.
Oh, I knew it too.
Oh.
So that only leaves five, you see, in addition to us three.
Only five.
Look, do you think we should be too much of a handful, sir? Because if so, then we'll go away.
Well, actually...
I'd be very glad to have them all, George.
Always cut their hair myself to save money.
Yes, well, what makes you think they'd fit in?
Well, we could fit in.
I'm afraid I shall have to say...
Follow the leader! We'll show you around your new home. Come along, Mary. We have seven sons now. Oh, what cricket matches we shall have.
Peter, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Wendy. Well, goodbye.
Oh, dear, are you going away?
Yes.
You don't feel, Peter, that you might like to say anything to my parents about a very sweet subject?
No.
About me, Peter.
About you?
Yes.
Oh, Wendy, is that Peter there? We've adopted all the other boys, Peter. Would you like us to adopt you too?
Would you send me to school?
Oh, yes.
And then to an office?
I suppose so.
And soon I would be a man.
Very soon.
No, I don't want to go to school and learn solemn things. Keep back, lady. No one's going to catch me and make me a man. I'm always going to be a boy and have fun.
Oh, very well then.
Oh, Peter, you'll be awfully lonely, I think.
Come back with me then.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Mother, may I?
Oh, no, certainly not. Now that I've got you home, I mean to keep you.
But he does so need a mother.
So do you, my love, so do you.
It's settled then, goodbye.
Oh, Mother.
But, Peter, I shall let her visit you every year for a week to help with your spring cleaning.
All right, then. Good night.
Well, say good night to him, Wendy.
Oh, couldn't I fly out to him, Mother, just for a minute?
No, dear.
Oh,
good night, Peter.
Good night, Wendy.
Peter, you won't forget me, will you? When spring cleaning time comes, say you won't forget.
And he didn't forget, did he, Mummy?
No, Jane, not the first year. I waited the whole long year, how I waited. And then when he came, he thought that only a day had gone by. And he was exactly the same. But then the next year, he forgot. And I tried so hard not to grow, Jane. And then the year after, he came again and didn't even know he'd missed a year.
And off you flew.
And off we flew. Oh, Jane, it's all so long ago. I sometimes wonder whether I ever really did fly.
Why can't you fly now, Mummy?
I suppose because I'm grown up, dearest. When people are grown up, they forget the way.
But it was all right, because then you got married and lived happily ever after, and had me.
Ah, yes. Then came to the lovely Wendy, a little daughter of her own. I don't know how it is, but I just always knew that one day I would have a little daughter.
What was I like?
Pen cannot describe her. She would have to be written with a golden splash. The end. Now you must go to sleep.
But I'm not a bit sleepy.
Good night.
But, Mummy, the thing is...
What, darling? Oh, fast asleep. Peter?
Hello, Wendy.
Peter, Do you know how long it is since you were last here?
A day or two. Is John asleep?
John doesn't sleep in that bed anymore.
But Michael's in his bed.
No, Peter, that isn't Michael.
It's a new one.
Yes.
Boy or girl?
Girl. Her name is Jane.
Jane?
Peter, are you expecting me to fly away with you?
Of course, that's why I've come. It's spring cleaning time. You haven't forgot, Wendy.
No, Peter. But I can't come with you. I don't know how to fly anymore.
I'll soon teach you.
No, Peter. I'm old, Peter. I'm ever so much more than 20.
You're not.
I'm married now, and the little girl in the bed, Jane, is my baby.
She's not! She's not!
Yes, Peter. I waited and waited, but you didn't come back. And one day, I grew up.
You promised not to.
I know. Oh, Peter, I tried so hard not to, but it happened all the same. And in the end, I grew up a day quicker than other girls.
No!
I'm needed elsewhere now, Peter. I'm sorry.
Boy, why are you crying?
How do you do?
How do you do?
My name is Peter Pan.
I just thought it would be you. I'm Jane Wendy Margaret.
See, I came back with my mother to take her to the Neverland.
Yes, I know. For spring cleaning. I've been waiting for you.
Will you be my mother?
Oh, yes.
Do you know any stories?
Lots and lots. I know stories about you.
About me?
Shall we fly then, Peter?
Yes, Jane, but I must blow the fairy dust on you first. Jane?
Oh! 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 Look! I'm flying! Lucky me!
Come on, then.
All right, Peter.
Jane? Jane, where are you going?
Oh, can't I go with him, Mummy? He does so need a mother.
Yes, I know that, Jane. No one knows it so well as I.
Goodbye!
No, no!
It's only for spring cleaning time. He wants me always to do his spring cleaning. Goodbye, Mummy.
Goodbye, darling. Oh, if only I could go with you.
You can't, Wendy. You're too grown up.
Yes. Yes. All children grow up. Except one.
You've been listening to Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, dramatised by Philip Glassborough, starring Toya Wilcox as Peter Pan, Ron Moody as Captain Hook and Mr. Darling, Georgina Capes as Wendy, Roy Hard as Smee, June Whitfield as Mrs. Darling, Chris Emmett as Starkey, Simon Treves as Bill Jukes, Polly March as Tinkerbell, Eve Karpf as Tiger Lily, Graham Hoadley as Checo, Mervyn Stutter as Noodler, James Cohen as John, Justin Webb as Michael, Max Rottersley as Slightly, Freddie White as Tootles, Ken Gordon as Nibs, James Daly as Curly, and Carla Prosser as Jane. The music was composed and performed by Wilfredo Acosta. The technical realization was by Alec Hale Munro and Paul Arnold, and the Dolby Surround mix by Paul Dealey. Peter Pan was produced and directed by Dirk Maggs.